This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Investigators are attempting to contact parents who have used a Wakefield-based agency for childcare. The Waterfall Education Center was closed in August as a result of an investigation into the alleged sexual abuse of children. Now, one of the center's owners is under indictment on charges of raping 13 infants and toddlers. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The indictments target John and Marion Burbine. They operated the Waterfall Education Center. Here's Middlesex District Attorney Jerry Leone.
In my 14 years in Middlesex County, 8 as an assistant district attorney and 6 as the district attorney, I have never seen a case this bad. The nature, scope, and extent of the abuse, the forcible rape, the neglect, and the exploitation in this case is the worst I have ever seen.
Waterfall provided child care in the children's homes, and that is where most of the abuse occurred. Marion Burbine was indicted for running and operating an unlicensed daycare business and reckless endangerment of a child by allegedly allowing her husband to care for children despite the fact that he's a convicted sex offender. Leone says John Burbine is charged with, among other things, the rape and assault of children.
August 2010 to August 2012, at least 13 child victims, male and female, ages 8 days old to 3.5 years old. I'll repeat that, 8 days old to 3.5 years old is the span of victimization in this case.
William Barabino is John Burbine's attorney.
The charges are very serious, and the district attorney and his team are certainly very competent. And if the police investigation was done correctly, Mr. Burbine is facing substantial time in jail. And if he's not, obviously the opposite is true. Maybe he could go free.
John Burbine is in custody, Marion Burbine under house arrest. The evidence against them includes videos and still images of John Burbine allegedly abusing all 13 victims. The Department of Children and Families had supported allegations of sexual abuse against John Burbine in 2005 and 2009, but prosecutors were not able to bring charges then. Leone says scores of children were in the care of Waterfall. He says investigators have spoken to parents they've been able to identify and are trying to prioritize which parents to reach out to. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.